From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Athletes all over the world are trying to make the final cut in the run-up to this summer's Olympic Games. Oriana Velasquez is one of them. She plays soccer for Indiana University, but during the World Cup last year, she played for the Colombian national women's team.
She's an attacker, comes from Bogota, and straight away tries her luck on goal, and Solo has to make the save. What an introduction that was from Velasquez.
Jessica Najunas met Velasquez and sent this profile.
For the next 6 weeks, Oriana Velasquez's sole mission is to earn a spot on the Colombian Olympic women's soccer team.
My dream is to get a medal for Colombia. Yeah. And not only that, educating people that it's not just violence, it's just not drugs. We can play soccer and we can do great things because we have great people there.
A couple of weeks ago, she played one of the last matches of her junior year in Bloomington, Indiana.
Beat the Crusaders on three! One, two, three!
Beat the Crusaders!
A few players slide across the muddy, rain-soaked field. It's not an easy day to play soccer, but it doesn't keep Velasquez from hunting down the ball. She scores a goal right as the team needs it. Later, another goal with her signature left kick. Velasquez goes for a third goal. And the team fights for a win that eventually goes to their opponents. She moves with intuition and power, and she's a shoo-in for Colombia's Olympic soccer team. Velasquez has come a long way. Here's how she was discovered.
And at that time, she was playing a role in a television series about soccer.
Colombian women's national team coach Ricardo Rosso says he saw Velasquez's raw athletic talent shine through her role on a melodramatic teen soap opera about soccer.
Es mucho más que eso. Pasión, amor, vida, sueños.
Passion, love, dreams. The television program Juego Limpio, or Fair Play, embodies the spirit of soccer for Colombian fans. Coach Rosso recruited Velasquez away from the show to play for the Colombian women's team. And then Indiana University soccer coach Mick Lyon brought her to the U.S.
She's a good forward because she's greedy. And that's why you ask for your forwards to be. So, you know, go to goal with the belief that you're going to score or create a chance.
He helped her learn English and fight off homesickness for a family and culture 2,000 miles away.
Okay, welcome. This is my house.
She lives in a quiet, sparsely decorated apartment. Christmas decorations still hang in the living room.
This is my room.
In the bedroom, she has keepsakes, like purple soccer cleats.
These are the cleats that I use in the World Cup.
And retired jerseys.
This is my jersey. And this is it's number 20. Number 18. See, I just...
So it's not... You have 9, 18, and 20.
See, I have any number here, a number 9. But in the national team, I just... Any number.
She holds her Colombian national jersey in her hands. The yellow and blue mean home and family. Her parents have never watched her play for her college team. They won't be there in London, either. It's more than they can afford. Velasquez is asking her parents to record messages that she'll listen to on her iPod before matches. And she's also recorded words of encouragement for herself.
You just need to enjoy and play hard. And this is for your family. This is for yourself. And a score, please. A score.
This is the first time the Colombian women have made it to the Olympics. The Colombian men, however, they didn't make the cut. That's a big deal for a soccer-obsessed country. And now, it's the women who are responsible for salvaging national pride. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Najunas.